There's other countries. I mean, even Rwanda now has a stock market, and we have some exposure to it, limited. But by and large, Nigeria is probably the one country that you can't ignore when you look at Africa. Again, it's a numbers game. It's got 170 million people. It's got about $300 billion of GDP, starting off a low base. And the consumer story is extremely exciting there and across a number of African countries because of the billion consumer that you can tap into. If you talk to companies like Unilever, Diageo, Nestle, L'Oreal, they've all been investing hundreds of millions of dollars to tap into the consumer space. And that's just over the last 3 to 5 years, actually.
Okay. Now, we know from elsewhere that rapid economic growth doesn't always translate into bumper returns for shareholders. How confident can we be if we invest in Africa funds or shares with exposure to Africa that we're going to make good money?
Well, there's a lot of debate about this because there's a lot of empirical studies that don't show much of a correlation between economic growth and...